have we decided?
Yeah, this is what we agreed.
The authors of the class were given the task to find something nice for our teacher together.
Right, but shopping is kind of boring, don't you think?
Oh, please, that is so not true.
Come on, let's go.
Okay, so we've got to find a present for our homeroom teacher, Mr. Lancaster. As president of our class, I make a motion that the vice president and treasurer take the collected money and go buy his gift. All in favor?
No way.
No, Emma. The class entrusted us with all this money, and they asked us to make the decision.
But I've got stuff I need to do.
Exactly what stuff do you have to do?
Well, I've got to be back down by the department store in 1 hour. My sister's in the Christmas pageant, and I want to check out the new system on display at the Game Depot. I am so getting that for Christmas. Thought I'd go up and work on my skills.
I don't think so, Emma.
No, Emma.
Majority rules.
You're helping us shop for Mr. Lancaster.
You just don't have any Christmas spirit, Emma.
What do you mean? I've got the spirit.
No, you don't. See, the Christmas spirit is when you stop thinking about yourself and start thinking of others.
Oh, really? So what do you call this?
This what?
Take a look around. Listen, these people don't look or sound like they have the Christmas spirit either.
It's a matter of a greedy heart. There's an eye in the middle of sin. Take him in, look within.
Thank you.
nothing to see here. Merry Christmas, shoppers.
I know it's nice to say that it's better to give than receive, but you know, you have a long Christmas list too.
What?
What are you trying to say? Nothing. It's just that we want to get this gift-finding thing over with so that we can move on to the stuff we want to do. So let's stop being picky and just pick something. Perfect! Here's our gift from Mr. Lancaster.
A lighted makeup mirror.
The package says it's a 100-watt professional makeup mirror.
I don't believe you.
I'll bet he doesn't already have one. I wonder if they gift wrap.
Forget it. This is a special person, and he deserves a special gift.
Would you like a chicken nugget?
Oh, I love these.
Sure. Thanks.
Yeah, thanks.
Did I hear you were looking for a special gift for somebody special?
Yeah.
Totally. We need something special for our homeroom teacher.
I know what we can give him.
What?
What?
Who doesn't like chicken nuggets?
You want us to get Mr. Lancaster chicken nuggets?
Yes, chicken nuggets are perfect. Do you gift wrap?
Stop it, Emma.
Ignore her, please.
Well, if you're looking for something really special, I know of a great shop. They have things you won't find anywhere else.
Really? Do they have video games?
Emma.
It's called Tiff's Gift. Here's a card about the place. It's just right upstairs next to the department store.
Tiff's Gift. Come in for the great Christmas giveaway.
Thanks. We appreciate your help.
No problem.
Tiff's Gift? Are you kidding me? Sounds like sissy things. I'd rather have chicken nuggets or a lighted makeup mirror.
Let's at least check it out.
Here we go.
Hope you guys find something. Remember.
Yes, I would. And you are?
I'm Emma. I'm the president of our homeroom.
Well, hail to the chief.
Huh?
Never mind.
Hi, I'm Ashley, the treasurer.
And I'm Haley, the vice president.
Well, well. President, vice president, treasurer. Then that must make me Queen Tiff of the Land of Gifts. Nice to meet you.
You know, Tiff, you look really familiar to me, but I've never been in the store before.
I'm thinking the same thing.
Whatever. Look, we're in a hurry. We need to find a present for our homeroom teacher.
Okay, what can you tell me about him?
I don't know. He's kind of old.
Old?
Yeah, like 30 or something.
30? Well, I see your problem. Can you tell me anything else about him?
Well, he wears cowboy boots.
And I think he has a bowling trophy on his desk.
And he reads a lot.
He sounds really interesting. Tell me about the reading part. What does he read?
Most of the time it's the Bible.
Okay, that helps a lot. You know what? I bet your teacher knows about the greatest gift ever given, then.
The greatest gift?
Mr. Lancaster talked about that before.
Mr. Lancaster? Really?
The Father gave the Son. The Son gave the Spirit. So he can give the gift of love, and the gift goes on, and the gift goes on, and the gift goes on, and the gift goes on and on and on. Don't you love to get a present wrapped up in a Christmas bow? Don't you think I'm here.
here, kid.
Do you have our gift wrap?
I do. It's right here.
It's beautiful.
Our dad's going to love it.
It's the perfect present for him this year.
I think so.
Wonder what perfect present they bought.
Yeah, me too.
I'll ask. Okay, Pip, we'll take whatever thing you sold them.
Well, it's not that kind of a gift.
What?
Well, not all presents are things. Some just can't be bought or sold.
What do you mean?
Well, Tiff told us that things can wear out, rust, or break.
She helped us find something that'll last our dad a lifetime. Tiff's store to write thank you notes to our dad.
They're notes to our dad. He's had kind of a rough year. He's been in and out of work. We want to tell how much we love him.
Yes, and Dylan and Stella, you sure have. And now we've taken all those wonderful notes and put them in that beautiful box. It's all ready for underneath the tree.
Oh!
I see.
Let's hope your dad loves the gift. No. I know he'll love the gift. Merry Christmas, you two.
Thank you, Tiff. Merry Christmas.
Hey, guys. Hope you find the perfect present.
Thank you.
Thanks. So, you'll give him a note.
And tell him we love him.
But what do we buy him?
I vote we go back and get that lighted makeup mirror.
No, Emma.
Tiff, what's a good gift for a good teacher?
Well, I can tell you about a good gift some people gave to a good king. Maybe that'll give you some ideas.
Okay, but can we keep it rolling? I need to get to my sister's Christmas pageant.
I'll try. Long ago, some wise men gave three gifts to the king that were so unique that it still puzzles people today.
So you want us to get Mr. Lancaster a puzzle?
No, not a puzzle. These three gifts might help you discover what to give your Mr.
Lancaster.
That's right.
pay for the trip.
Gold! That's it! My dad says gold is a very good investment. How much gold do you think this money would buy?
What?
Emma, what are you thinking?
You want us to get him gold cufflinks or what?
Well, I don't think Mr. Lancaster wears cufflinks. But, I mean, what? Do men wear cufflinks these days?
My grandpa does. He's old.
But with cowboy boots?
I see your point.
What about, instead of cufflinks, why don't you try giving from a heart of gold, like the song says?
A heart of gold. Isn't that like giving from your heart?
I think that it means you give your very best.
I think that you're both right. And if Mr. Lancaster were here, I wonder if he would tell us to look in the Bible for some gifts that were given with a pure heart.
We're back.
Merry Christmas.
Hi, guys. I have your gift right here.
Wow, it's beautiful.
It is.
Tiff's gifts always come wrapped.
Wow, we're so glad you opened the store.
For the last 2 years, we've been getting all our presents here.
Well, enjoy. Merry Christmas.
You've been here for 2 years? I've never seen this place.
I did, but I never really wanted to come in.
Why'd you open the store?
It's kind of different. I'm glad you asked. It happened like this. Christmas time was approaching. Snow was starting to fall.
shoppers choosing their presents, people filling the mall, children waiting for Santa with excitement and glee. A little boy tugged my sweater. He looked up and asked me,
where's the line to see Jesus? Is he here at the store? If Christmas time is his birthday, why don't we see him more? Where's the line to see Jesus? She was born for me.
Celebrate Christ's birthday at Christmas. It's all about Him.
So, Tiff, I was wondering, what's your profit margin?
What?
Huh? Well, do you make any money here?
Emma, that's not appropriate.
She really does have issues.
No. Before you start dissing me, let me explain. I'm trying to find out if the whole idea of Tiff's gift is about helping us find presents, or is this her gift to us?
I don't understand.
I think I've just figured out what Tiff is trying to show us. All along, she's been showing us to give like our Lord gave to us. First, God loved us so much that He gave us the perfect present, His love. He also gave us His best, His one and only Son.
Look, it's time for the Christmas pageant.
Emma, look, there's your sister holding the baby Jesus.
Yeah, I see her. She's holding the greatest gift of all, Jesus.
Emma, I think you finally got it. And your teacher would be so pleased with your insights.
born in a manger, the gift of God's love, the priceless treasure from heaven above. God is with us, Emmanuel's near us, who humble manger saw, was the Lord of all.
Away in a manger, the crib for a bed, the little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The little Lord Jesus asleep on the hay. Away in a manger, no crib for a bed. The little Lord Jesus lay down his sweet head. The stars in the sky looked down where he lay. The
placed him in a manger because there was no room for them in the inn.
There were shepherds living out in the fields nearby, keeping watch over their flocks by night.
An angel of the Lord appeared to them. Do not be afraid. I bring you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. Today in the town of David, a Savior has been born to you.
He is Christ the Lord.
Hi, honey. I delivered those presents after school. I got through early, so I... Oh.
Mr. Lancaster, what are you doing here?
Hi, Bunny.
What's going on here?
Well, guys, I figured out you were talking about my husband. Yes, my husband. When you said cowboy boots, a bowling trophy, and an old teacher who likes to read his Bible.
Hey, who said I was old?
So, Mr. Lancaster, you're married to Tiff?
That's right. 5 years last June. So, what are my class officers doing here in Tiff's gifts? Looking for a present for someone special, perhaps?
No.
Well, let's just be honest, guys. Mr. Lancaster, we came in here to find a present for you.
Oh, I really don't need anything.
But we've got all this money, donations from the class.
Wow, that's nice.
So what do we do with it?
Well, let me tell you what I think your teacher would like the best. May I?
Of course.
See that tree over there by the door? Here, let me show you.
Tiff and I call this the Great Christmas giveaway.
You see, there are gift tags all over, and each gift tag has somebody's name and one of their needs. There are even children that need some new toys. Let's see here. What's this one? Oh, this is from a single mother, and she just needs a little help with babysitting one afternoon a week.
I'll take that.
Oh, great. And let's see. Oh, here's another. It's a retired man who just needs a little help shoveling the snow.
I can help with that. Tiff, give it to me. Hey, I like this. The great Christmas giveaway.
And guess what? As you give, you get something in return.
Really? What?
You get the joy of giving.
Yes, the joy of giving.
Hey, I wonder if one of those kids wants a cool new game system.
Wow, yes, that would be a wonderful.
Emma, you mean? I've already got games that I haven't played yet. I'd like to give my new one to somebody who would really like it.
Emma, that's great.
I know, Biggie. Class presidents need to set an example, right? Come on, guys. Let's do some more gift tags from the tree and get started. If that's okay with you, Mr. Lancaster?
It would be a joy.
Oh, now I know where I've seen you before. Mr. Lancaster has a picture of you on his desk.
Yes, and she's even prettier in person. Hey, I'm starved. Why don't we all get some chicken nuggets? I love those things.
I told you! Don't say a word!